The podcast with everything paranormal. It's the
222 paranormal podcast.
Oh, we did that together, Joey.
If they only saw the signals that we were giving back and forth, she's like, me? New? And I'm like,
we always fight over who's going to introduce the show.
I told her she was number one.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. What's up, my brother? Another week has flown by.
It went by too fast. Too fast.
Why? Why does it always go so fast? And it's like we tape, we put the show up, and here we are again, taping once again for our wonderful listeners.
It's what we do. It's what we do.
I had spider webs on my microphone.
Yeah, I noticed. I'm like, I try to clean the studio.
It's only been a week. Like, what the heck? These spiders, they're bad. I have to dust my microphone off. I'll probably have one come out on my little fuzzy ball on the microphone and scare me in the middle of our podcast. So what's shaking bacon?
Oh, just getting some stuff done for the week. Like I said, a quick week. I just work in the yard and all that kind of stuff, trying to get things done while it was kind of nice out.
Yeah, it was so hot. Still is.
Yeah.
So hot. Too hot to go ghost hunting. I say.
Which I need to go ghost hunting.
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
Has anybody out there? You guys been ghost hunting? You've been good little ghost hunters.
Did get some good feedback.
They find a ghost.
We did get some good feedback from the last week's show.
Yes. Everybody was very interested in the different types of aliens.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Those are from France. The Coneheads were from France.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. They like to drink six packs of beer all at once.
Yeah.
But who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Dan Aykroyd has got a new TV show out, I guess. I haven't seen it yet, but I saw it online that he was putting out a new TV show.
I heard that.
I tell you what, he is an encyclopedia. And if you ever get a chance to listen to him talk on other shows, which I'm trying to get him on our show, but now it's probably going to be harder because he has a TV show.
Come on, Danny boy.
No, Danny boy.
Come talk to your boy, Joe. He needs to talk to you.
He reminds me of Steve Ward. I've always said I want to put him and Steve Ward in a room and just record them talking.
It would never end.
I know. But the knowledge, they would be vomiting knowledge for hours.
Steve would have to get like 27 t-shirts for that. Oh, gosh. Nothing ghosty happened at the house.
No?
Not this week. I've been so busy. I have been ignoring my ghosts.
Oh, okay.
I have. My birds have been very naughty. And I have been a bad girl, Joe.
Oh, no.
I have been bad.
What did you do?
I have been thrift shopping for miles and miles.
Yeah, but you're putting that stuff up online for sale, so it's a positive thing.
But I have so much.
Yeah.
So I'm having garage sale.
Oh, okay.
Woo-hoo! I'll sell all my ghosty stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe I could sell my haunted doll at my garage sale.
There you go.
It's from the 70s, yo.
We could advertise it on Facebook Marketplace, garage sale with haunted item. Haunted doll.
No comment. So speaking of haunted.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
That's what we do. Let's talk a little bit about some haunted places that Joe and I love to go to.
It seems like every time we go out of town or even in town, we always end up at the cemeteries.
Always. Whatever city we're in.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to get the local history, you go to the cemetery because that's where all the names are. Names of the roads and the city and everything.
But we love it.
We wanted to talk about some of our favorite haunted cemeteries.
We have so many.
I know.
How do you pare it down when you have so many?
I know you have some info over there on Lakeview Cemetery in Cleveland, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I've been meaning to get back there. I mean, it's only a 2-hour drive.
I know.
But it's just the fact that you got to drive 2 hours. You got to go there.
Joe has to stop every 30 minutes for snacks.
Snacks.
Lotto tickets.
Yeah. but I'm going to get back there soon enough.
Well, there's so many. Joe and I, you know, we just recently went to the Cholera Cemetery in Sandusky, Ohio. We were really, really excited. We get there, and it's more like a little park. It wasn't really like a giant cemetery, but
there was only two tombstones, but yet the whole field is full.
Yeah, it's like a mass grave. Mm-hmm. What would you say the creep factor was on that? 1 out of 10.
I don't think it was that bad because it was the middle of the day. Mm. It was just a spur of the moment thing. We didn't have any equipment with us.
Yeah,
but it was interesting in the fact of knowing that there was that many bodies below us in that little space, and the people all died relatively exact same time.
I know. Ugh.
And I wonder if they just found a spot to put them, whether it was someone's property or something, because it's in a neighborhood. It's just you're driving through this neighborhood and all of a sudden it's there.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, back in those days, it was all farmland in most of Ohio. So I'm sure they just built the neighborhood up around it. And where did we go where the whole street was just lined with funeral homes? Where was that?
That was in Lorain, Ohio. Remember we went to St. Joseph's and did a paranormal investigation there? Actually, it was the first time we were there, it was for the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving down the street and it's like, funeral parlor, funeral parlor, funeral parlor, funeral parlor.
Where there's funeral parlors, there's cemeteries. So we just, you know, I don't know if everybody else feels this way, but, you know, I always think there's a creep factor to most cemeteries or graveyards or churchyards or whatever you want to call them.
Well, I think it's the fact that because of what they are, there's physical bodies laying beneath you.
I always feel really bad walking over the, you know, because you kind of like don't know exactly where they're buried. Are they is the tombstone, like, is the body or the coffin behind the tombstone, or is the tombstone in front of where
it's
the body
is? It's supposed to be the headstone. So it's at the head of the burial.
Okay.
But I've been to so many of them. And here in Toledo, when I go out and clean off the graves at, you know, our cemeteries out here, they're too close.
Yeah.
The tombstones are too close. There's not enough space in between them for a casket.
Like, I don't want to be disrespectful and be like walking over somebody's grave, but, you know, where else are you going to walk?
Exactly.
I half wonder if the spirits are like, that's not me. That's, you know, just, that's just where my rotting corpse is.
And that's another thing I was thinking. Okay, we talk about, you know, the hauntings, and we're going to mention a few here, but are cemeteries really haunted? I mean, why would they be? You know, it's not where they died.
Right.
It's where they're buried. So, I mean, a couple theories that I have is it's because where the physical body is, and it's where people come to remember that person.
Yeah. Unless you were buried alive.
Yeah.
Bah, bah, bah. Bah, bah, bah. Saved by the Bell.
I was going to say, it didn't have a bell hooked up. Cause that, if people don't know that term, Saved by the Bell, came from, in Victorian times, they would bury people and have a string on a hand or something and a bell above ground. And if it rang, they knew that the people didn't die, but yet they buried them.
Right. Yeah. Because there were people who, you know, they considered dead, but really weren't. What a way to go, man. Ugh, stuck in a coffin. I don't ever want to be in a coffin.
That's where they come up with, like, the vampires and that. They've actually dug graves up, and there were scratch marks on the inside of the...
That's bad. That's like my worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me tell you a couple little
haunted. Why don't you mention a couple of your favorites?
I don't know. I'm talking like Edward G. Robinson today. It's better than talking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, I don't know. I just have Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Oh, okay. Maybe that's why.
Now, when you lived in Hollywood, did you visit there?
I did.
Okay.
So it's interesting because it's kind of in like a downtown area. It's really strange because there's all types of buildings right around it.
Okay.
So it's like you go in and you just see, like, you know, buildings and things. And then you see the driveway and you go in there and it's just surrounded by like skyscrapers. It's just weird.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time in there. They do like movie nights in there and stuff. They do concerts in there. Yeah, it's really LA thing to do. But so many famous people are buried there, like all kinds of like crazy old Hollywood stars. There's some rockers. I saw one of the Ramones had a really nice, like, tombstone in there. It was like a big monument to him, like a carving of him playing guitar. I can't remember. It's not Joey. It was one of the Ramones.
Yeah.
I always remember that one because it was just such an interesting headstone. It was huge. And it was like life size.
Yeah.
You know, Judy Garland. And I remember like Errol Flynn, I think, was in there. Some of the like 70s stars who's passed away. Now, I was searching and searching and searching for Marilyn Monroe's grave in there. And I looked and I looked and I looked. I couldn't find it. She wasn't in there. She was in Westwood.
Oh, okay.
So here I am. Spent hours in there when I lived in L.A. just trying to find her grave. Couldn't find it. She wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Way to go, Shortridge. Way to go. So, you know, this cemetery, Hollywood Forever Cemetery, there's silent film legends buried in there. There's senators. There's recently departed celebrities. And they say it's full of ghosts. They said just don't come out at night because you can only see Hollywood's ghosts during the day.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Before Rudolph Valentino died, he made a habit of visiting hospitals and spending time with children. He spoke to one little girl who was going to have an operation and offered her words of encouragement. The girl survived the operation and recovered. So when Valentino died, she vowed to visit his grave every year and place a red rose on his gravestone. She became known as the Lady in Black. She was quite visible in the 30s, and the day the Lady in Black died, her ghost carried on the tradition. Both her and Valentino's ghosts have been seen by his grave multiple times by multiple people. So, very interesting. I did see his grave when I was there, and there was a rose on there. So, that was kind of cool. Who else was there that I was like, oh my gosh, I think Farrah Fawcett was there, one of the Three Stooges. I don't know. There's so many, like Don Knotts and all that kind of, you know, old, like, some, you know, 70s, 60s, 70s people are buried there too.
When you lived in Hollywood, I remember you telling me a story about, I forget her first name, but last name was Short.
Elizabeth Short.
Yeah.
The Black Dahlia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I lived on Beechwood Avenue in an apartment, and that's the main street that goes up to the Hollywood sign. So all of the tourists stop in that, so they would always stop right in front of my apartment to take pictures, like selfies with the Hollywood sign behind them, because the street kind of graduates up into the hills. So you get so far up, and Elizabeth Short had an apartment on that street, because the whole street is up and down like old apartment buildings. So when you get up to a certain point, there's a gate that starts where the Hollywood Hills is. And they said if you walk up and down the sidewalk, you smell flowers, and that's a sign that she's around. And that happened to me because I was walking one day. I was just out walking, and I didn't know anything about the legend at that time. And I kept smelling flowers, and there was no flowers around. Usually every place in the Hollywood Hills, it smells like dog poop because everybody's out taking their dog and they don't clean up after them. So it just smells like dog poop all the time. So it was just really weird. And then later on in my life, you know, reading that story about her and that legend about her, I put two and two together because I was like, oh, my God, that's exactly where her apartment was. I smelled those flowers. It was weird.
Yeah.
But interesting, you know. So many ghosts in the Hollywood Hills. Like, it's creepy up there because they've had people living there since the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Started to get inhabited. But, you know, so many death overdoses, you know, suicides, murders. You know, people think, oh, Hollywood's so cool. It's a very dangerous place to live. There's so many creepers.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many drug addicts. There's so many, you know, people preying upon people. Like, you know, and I don't know so much anymore, but it probably happens. But, you know, there are people that just wait at the train station, the bus station, the airport, just to find young people who are going to Hollywood. They think they're going to be stars, and they just either kidnap them or drug them or get them into the porn industry or whatever. It's not a classy place that people think.
A lot of backstabbing.
Yeah, it, like, good place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. Yeah. Like, so expensive. I had literally an apartment as big as this room, so it's probably like 10 by 12. Did you guys see that my apartment?
No,
it was like a size of a postage stamp, and I paid $999, like almost $1,000 a month just for this like one room.
I don't know why we never
And it had giant cockroaches. Giant.
I don't know why we never went up to the, when we visited you, we never went up there.
I was living with Keisha at that time, okay. I think. I think I was still with the roommate that I had before I got my apartment. But yeah, we should have went up in those hills because it is a strange place. Very odd. Anyways, you know, the Hollywood sign haunted by Peg Entwistle, the actress who threw herself off the Hollywood sign one day before she got her big break. She's up there. But
yeah, we mentioned that story on one of the other shows. I remember that.
Yeah.
She finally got, she tried and tried and she gave up.
Yeah.
And the day that she jumped off the sign, she got, or she didn't get the word, but they got the word that
she got a letter that she had the part.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give up, people. Your part might be coming. you know, it's just sticking to out west. One of the most famously rumored to be haunted cemetery is Boot Hill Cemetery in Tombstone, Arizona.
Yeah.
Now, Joe and I have been to Arizona. We went to Jerome and Flagstaff and Sedona. We didn't get to Tombstone, though, but I would have loved to. Like,
we can always go back.
It's so cool. Like, I want to go back and go to those old western towns. We did one, right?
Yeah, but it was kind of like a fake.
Yeah, western town.
Yeah.
Joe and I were in there. And I'm walking along, and him and our friend Bubba were kind of down further the way. And I looked down, and this giant, giant snake was just going across in front of me. I don't know if, did you guys see the giant? It was huge.
Yeah, like it's, 7 foot long.
It was ginormous. And just, you know, going around. I'm like, oh, my God. But it's interesting because that little fake town, I think, is where ghost hunters, they investigate, not ghost hunters, ghost adventures, investigated that, the bordello that's there. Remember, there was a picture of a lady on the, kind of like the balcony. There's like kind of like a windy staircase. They got a picture of a apparition of a woman standing there. But it was interesting. Oh, okay. So
tell me about this.
Okay.
Tombstone.
You know, it's the embodiment of a ghost town, right? Like, if you think about ghost town, you think about Tombstone, tumbleweeds, you know, dirt, spurs clanking, all that. You know, one of the scenes of the most incredible violent gunfights ever was in the lawless streets of the Tombstone area. So it was the infamous gunfight at the OK Corral. Like, everybody's heard that, right? It was the Clantons, the Earps, and Doc Holliday. So three of the Clanton gang were killed in the fight, and it only lasted about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But now they rest in Boot Hill Cemetery along with gamblers, smugglers, outlaws. There are a dozen of Boot Hill cemeteries across the country, especially in the West. It refers to those who died with their boots on. Like, I didn't know that. That's so interesting. Or in a violent way. But Tombstone Cemetery and the entire town is considered one of the most haunted. Ghosts of outlaws and the Clanton gang are often seen in the cemetery hoping to avenge their death. Tombstone is, you know, one of the tourist places to go. It's chock full of the historic sites, but the cemetery is the most haunted place in there. And, you know, there's that famous photograph that somebody was taking a picture of a little kid, and in the background there's a cowboy coming out of a tombstone. Yeah. And just like half of them there. So, you know, very famous ghost photograph.
One of my favorite ones in town here is called Woodlawn Cemetery. Now, Woodlawn Cemetery was founded in 1876, okay? And Woodlawn Cemetery achieved national historical status in 1998. It's home to 42 mausoleums and thousands of other grave sites. This has always been known as one of the most haunted locations in Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
One of the very interesting things that I see every time I go in there is when you first come in, there's a monument, and it's got the obelisk on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird part about it is there's like a base, an empty space, and then the obelisk. Well, in between the base and the obelisk is a chair, okay? And it belongs to Betsy Ludwig, okay? What happened was Betsy's husband passed away, and they were very well off to do in the city, so he had a huge monument put up. And after he passed away, she would sit in her overstuffed chair in her living room and do nothing else but just sit there. And she became a recluse and everything. But she was always known for sitting in her chair. Mm-hmm. When she passed away, they took the chair to a quarry and a rock mason, and they actually made a replica chair and put it up on this monument, because after he died, that's all she did was sit in this chair and look out the window. So they put the chair up there. Now, when you go there, once in a while, you'll actually see her sitting in that chair.
Wow.
On the tombstone or the monument. And I haven't seen it yet, but a lot of people here in Toledo have said they've gone in there and they looked up and saw someone sitting there. They turn away and look back up and she's gone.
Ooh, that's so cool. We have to go out. I did take some pictures last time we went there. It's been a long time since mm-hmm. we've been in there, since I've been in there, of that chair. And I didn't get anything. I think I got a little orb or something, but it's hard to say because it was during the day. So, yeah. You know, there's a lot of bugs and dust going on out there. But I think it would be interesting to go there just at dusk and, mm-hmm. and see. I don't want to get locked in there, though.
That's just one ghost of many. There's a bridge, mm-hmm. and you're not allowed to drive cars on anymore, but you can walk over it. And people have heard babies crying under that bridge. Mm-hmm. There's a section where it's all babies.
Yeah.
They hear babies crying there. I know that you had the experience in the military area yeah. of all the different EVPs that you gathered.
Yeah. It was insane. I know I talked about it before, but I'll just briefly tell. I was in the military section. Now, they have graves there from the Spanish-American War all the way through modern. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe something a little bit further, but I think the Spanish-American was, like, the oldest war in their 1700s, late 1700s, maybe early 1800s. And I had the spirit box going, and I think I recorded it, but it might have been on my other phone. And I was just saying, you know, thank you for your service, appreciate what you did and your sacrifice and this, that. And I said, if you're here, I'd love for you to say hello. And all of a sudden over the spirit box, I get, hey, hi, how are you? Hola. It was like
an onslaught
of just people saying hello mm-hmm. in different voices and different languages and different accents. It was really cool.
Yeah, we've got to go back and record good, yeah. do a yeah. good EVP
we'll
session.
Take our Zoom 6.
Yeah. Another monument that's in there is a pyramid. And the pyramid stands 26 feet tall and weighs an estimated 1,000 tons. It marks the grave of John Gunkel. He was the founder of the Toledo Newsboys Association. And it's said that his spirit is there around that. And they've actually caught photos of him. Ooh. They've caught EVPs of him speaking and just all kinds of haunted activity right around the pyramid. And it's kind of neat looking at that pyramid because
yeah.
it's a three-sided pyramid. And you kind of look at it and you can't really estimate how big it is because you can't see all of it at once.
Yeah, it's got like stacked full of stones mm-hmm. almost. And if you don't know what the Toledo Newsboys Association is it started off as like just a group of, you know, when there was newspapers, people deliver on newsboys, they would get together. And now modernly what they do is they collect coats and donations for kids here in the Toledo and Northwestern Ohio area. And then at Christmas time, they pass out new and used coats and donations for children mm-hmm. in need in the Toledo area, which is really nice organization. And they don't keep any of the profits. Everything goes back to the
yeah.
kids. So.
And of course, in this cemetery also, there's a woman in white mm-hmm. that wanders around and a lot of people have seen her. And there's actually stories of people that encounter her mm-hmm. and I believe she either says hi or they say hi and she looks real and they turn around and she's gone.
Wow. I haven't seen that yet, but I would mm-hmm. love to. So many beautiful mausoleums in there. Like all the prominent families of Toledo are buried
oh, yeah.
there. The Spitzers, the Secors, the Gardners,
the Burdan family, which are all prominent names here. Those are all street names, actually.
Right. Yeah.
42 different mausoleums and They're huge.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. And I remember before they tore it down, there was actually a crematorium there.
Oh.
And I got some good photos of it one day that I was in there. I don't know where they're at, but they're probably in the computer somewhere. But it was a very interesting building. It looked like a castle, except it was where they did cremations.
Yeah.
Old style, before they had all the modern equipment.
Yeah. Probably lots of spirits there. But, you know, it's beautiful because it's so big. And just some of the architecture from craftsmen's, you know, from hundreds of, you know, probably close to 200 years now.
And it's known for the plant life that's in there also. That's one of the things why it became a historical site, is the different types of plants and trees and stuff that are in there that you can't find anywhere else. One interesting thing they do also is they have Wednesday walkers there. And it's actually like a 3-mile loop. And I've done it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat because they just get everybody together and they walk in the park. And they have bike rides there now and different tours that you can just walk and self-guided or with a guide.
I think it's interesting. You know, like, I know a lot of people in paranormal, we spend a lot of time in cemeteries and people think it's weird. But, you know, it's like it's a part of our culture. It's part of life, death and life and the afterlife. And, you know, why wouldn't you want to be in a beautiful, quiet place in nature and, you know, sometimes visit your relatives, you know? So I love Woodlawn. I've been in there many times. I've never been in there at night. I have not been one of those crazy teenagers who goes into cemeteries at night.
I did that at the one in Savannah, Ohio one time.
Yeah, it was because
we're looking for the catacombs.
Oh, yes.
I don't even think exists.
No? There was an urban legend that there was catacombs underneath the Toledo Memorial?
Yeah, Toledo Memorial
Park.
I don't know if it's true or not. Always been a legend.
But legends start somewhere, don't they? Wasn't there a house that one of your friends lived in and there was like a tunnel in the basement or something?
Not that I can remember.
I thought that was a story. I'll have to think into that. But that one's a beautiful cemetery too. I don't know of any stories of that being haunted. But
I don't think so.
But
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never heard of anything haunted coming out of that cemetery. Yeah. That's Toledo Memorial in Savannah, Ohio.
Yeah. And they have a car show there every year. And in the cemetery. So I volunteered last year. They bring in classic cars and then they raise money for wreaths across America. So they will take the money and they make real live tree wreaths. Say that 3 times fast, and place it on the veterans' graves. All the veterans in the cemetery get a wreath at Christmas time, which is, like, incredible.
Across America, not just at that one.
Right. No, like, our family's there. We got some family there. And I think Dad's going to be there soon. Still in Mom's bedroom. Interesting, because, like, I was trying to think about how many cemeteries we have in Toledo.
There's a lot.
A lot. And we're not a big, big town.
No.
But, you know, think of like New York or Boston or, you know, some of the larger cities, like there must be hundreds of cemeteries in those towns. I would love to get out east in the East Coast and go to New York and go to some of the most oldest cemeteries in the United States. Savannah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Could it be any more haunted? You guys seen that famous video of the little boy running through the ghost boy running through the cemetery?
I don't think I've seen that
one. Oh, I have to play it for you. It's so lifelike. So this teenager was there with his family. They were just, you know, on a touristy thing. And he was videotaping with his phone. And he didn't realize he got this. But there is a little ghost boy running. And it's very detailed.
Yeah.
Running through the cemetery. And then it goes up in a tree.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It was on that, you know, one of those ghost, you know, you've seen it now. Shows. I don't know if I can mention the name. But yeah, cemetery in Savannah, one of the most haunted. Now, you know, you have Savannah was pretty much one of the first cities, like New Orleans, you know, like so old, so historic, tons of death. You've got prominent families. There's the slave trade. There's pirates. There's, you know, all different types of urban legends and lore tied around the Savannah Cemetery. But ghosts, people say they see ghosts all the time there, like during the day, at night, whenever. I don't know if it's just because, you know, Savannah is one of the most haunted cities in mm-hmm. the United States. Do the ghosts just like hang around there? Just, you know, like because everybody else is hanging out there?
It's possible.
I don't know, Joe. Like, I'm kind of torn between our wonderful cemeteries here, but that trip that we did to St. Louis number one cemetery in New Orleans, it really kind of took the cake, right? Like, it's so historic. It's so legendary is the word for
it. The thing is, it's not like any cemetery that we've had here or we've been to. I didn't realize, you know, I knew that they were above ground cemeteries, but I didn't realize that the actual crypts were used by so many different people. And they call them oven crypts because the body's in there for a year and a day. They open it back up. They shove the bones to the back. They fall to the bottom and they put another body in there.
Yeah, that was really interesting. Like, the family owns the plot and then everybody goes in there.
Yeah.
Like, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very creepy, though. Didn't you just, like, I always felt like I was being watched.
Yeah. It's just a very, very strange situation when you're walking through there. And we were on a guided tour, so it was interesting because I think that if we would have just went in there without the guided tour, it wouldn't have been as good as of an experience mm-hmm. because learning about all the stuff and learning about how the crypts work and why they work, and then going in the back and finding the non-Catholics that had regular burial.
Yeah.
That was kind of odd, too. There was a segregation there, and there was definite a wall.
Right.
I mean, literally a wall separating from the regular cemetery to the non-Catholics.
And it's interesting because the Catholic diocese owns those cemeteries. Yeah. So you have to have permission to go in there. If you are not with a tour group, you're not getting in.
That's in that one. But the other ones in New Orleans, you can go in.
I thought it was interesting, too, like how many people are going in there. And all of the tour guides all had different stories, right? They're all telling the same story, but a different version of it. But, just the architecture was amazing. The marble and the carvings and the statues. There's so many really, truly ornate ones. And then there's one really ugly one that Nicolas Cage owns. Oh. This is like a pyramid. It's a plain white pyramid.
Plain white, shiny, smooth, brand new pyramid, and it's huge. That's the thing about that cemetery, is the reason why they do the burials the way they do is because there's no more room,
right?
And he actually bought out like five families to put his tomb on their site.
Yeah, that was just really odd. Very strange.
But they say that Marie Laveau's in there now. You were mentioning that she's not.
Yeah, so her plot is in there. So she married several times. One of her husbands bought her a burial plot, and he was going to be buried next to her. But after he died, she didn't get buried next to him. Now, they say that's her grave.
Yeah.
But it's her remains aren't in there.
Okay.
But people think it is because it's just this legend and their names on it.
And there's all kinds of graffiti all over it. People actually draw X's, three mm-hmm. X's on it and stuff. And it's like, and the tour guy was like, yeah, she's not even here.
Don't know where she is. But, you know, I just thought it was really really interesting being down there because, you know, the water table's so high. Mm-hmm. So you can't bury your dead. And they have all these above ground cemeteries. And they say that people still to this day will go in and grave rob the graves. They do strange things, you know.
Yeah.
There's some cultures, I'll say, down there that still, you know, do odd things with dead bodies. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole nother show.
But, you know, if you think about it,
I would be haunting somebody if somebody came desecrated my grave.
But if you think about how it's kind of very efficient because land is at a premium down there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have these graves that have sometimes 70 different bodies have been in that crypt.
So many different generations. And I think it's interesting, too, that you think about, like, those had to have been the richest families to mm-hmm. afford that kind of mausoleum or tomb. And they're just crumbling now. You know, like, I don't know if the families still take care of them or if it's just the archdiocese that does. But
well, the thing is, if you can buy a package deal to have the archdiocese take care of it.
Oh,
and sometimes they don't. Okay. Like, there was one that I got a picture of. It just looks like a pile of bricks. And that's someone's mausoleum or tomb.
I would love to see, like, if they could put a camera.
Mm-hmm, night vision type camera.
Yeah, on it all night long. Like a webcam, that's what I'm trying to think. And just be able to watch, loosen my voice, watch the webcams all night and see if there's any activity.
I
wonder if there
is. I never thought to look. We need to look that up.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'd love to do that here in the Ravine Cemetery in Toledo.
Yes. Talking about Sylvania, Ohio, that's right down the street from the Toledo Memorial is Ravine Cemetery.
So tell everybody who's in Ravine Cemetery.
Freddy Krueger. I actually have a picture of his tombstone. It says Frederick Krueger on it. I'm sure it's not the same one because he was a fictional character, but the thing about Ravine Cemetery is there's a widow bride that people have seen wandering around the cemetery. Apparently, she was married a few times, and the husbands are all buried there, but in different locations. And she's seen wandering back and forth. But the thing is, they say she has her wedding dress on, but I just think it's her burial dress, because back then they had a burial dress, and it was white. So
that would be... I've been in there a couple of times now. There's a Civil War section in the back, and they say that sometimes you know, people have reported seeing a ghost soldier back there. Reason they call it Ravine, because right in the middle of the cemetery is a giant ravine, right?
It's actually two cemeteries.
Yeah.
St. Joseph's and Ravine.
Yeah.
And there's a ravine down the center, and so Ravine might have been the first one. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's more of the older and historic cemeteries that you're going to find the spirits. I'm just wondering if, because in the modern day, we kind of know that we're going somewhere, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just babbling. I love cemeteries. What can I say?
Another one that I love, and I go there all the time, is Wolfinger Cemetery. Now, the thing about Wolfinger Cemetery is it's in a park. It's in Secor Metro Park. It's not that big of a cemetery. It's not full yet, but it's probably the size of two football fields, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Interesting thing about that is, one, it has my favorite tombstone in. It looks like a little log cabin. Okay, but the thing about Wolfinger Cemetery is the Wolfinger family, they were the first white settlers in this area. They came across the Black Swamp and settled on this piece of land. They built their log cabin on it. And that ended up being Wolfinger Cemetery because while they were living there, the mother, I don't know her name, but the mother actually died in the kitchen of the cabin, you know, the kitchen area. The spot where she died, there's a rock placed there with a plaque on it showing the exact spot that she passed away. And her tombstone is just off to the side of it, along with the rest of the family that actually grew up there and all died on the property and was actually buried on the property, which turned it into Wolfinger Cemetery. Another interesting thing about that cemetery also, besides the log cabin, and there's also some tombstones that look like trees. Now, that was an interesting thing back in the 30s. I believe it was the 20s and 30s. There was an actual company that was a logging company, and to fund their logging operations, they actually made tombstones
that
look like logs. And you find a lot of those
I've seen those before.
Mm-hmm. And another thing in there is there's a tomb. It's like a mausoleum, but there's no building. It's flat on the ground. It's just a big flat cement block, and there's families underneath that. It's so wore away, you can't tell who's in there.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah. Man, you go in these cemeteries and some of the graves are so old.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even read the names or anything. It's like, oh, you're losing all that history, you know?
But another interesting thing is in Wolfinger Cemetery, I know that a few of our friends have been in there and actually seen and got EVPs of the children that run around in there. Now, this is an interesting story. The family can be found buried along the far right side of the cemetery. When you're looking at the gate, it'll be on the right-hand driveway. There's just these little tombstones. There's a big obelisk, but then there's these small tombstones. And one of the tombstones is three-humped, And it's because the three Ford children that died. Now, it's not the Ford family that is the car owners, the Fords, but it's the actual family. And what it is was the kids all passed away within the same few days. Okay. So you have Thomas, who died on December 17th, 1865. Rebecca, who died on December 22nd, 1865. And then Ernest, who died on January 2nd, 1866. So these three kids died well, relatively at the same time. But when you go in there, you'll see children running along the fence line. And it turns out to be the three Ford children. And that's the only haunting I know in that cemetery. But a lot of people in Toledo here that are on in ghost teams go there to do EVP sessions. And I know that our friend Harold from Toledo Hall Ghost Hunters Society, he got some of the most vivid EVPs and evidence from that cemetery about those kids. He actually had EVPs of the kids speaking and stuff.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
So that's one of my favorite, probably my most favorite cemetery, because I go out to the park all the time and I go into the cemetery and just look around, and it's very interesting. It's neat because you know the history of it. It was an actual farm.
Mm-hmm.
And when the family started dying, they were just burying their family there, and all the tombstones are still there from that family, plus probably 100 more.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, what are your guys' favorite cemeteries? Leave us, post in the comments, like, your favorite cemeteries.
And why?
Yeah, what's the story behind it, too? Mm-hmm. Did you capture anything there? Leave us a photograph. But we have one more that we're going to talk about that we hope you guys can get out to someday. It's one of the most beautiful cemeteries in Ohio. Joe and I have been there. I think I've been there once, but you've been there more than once.
Probably three times now.
Yeah. It's called the Lakeview Cemetery, and it is in what city, Joe?
Cleveland?
Yeah, it's Cleveland
Rocks. Right on Euclid Avenue.
Okay.
So you just drive through it, like you were saying about Hollywood. You're just driving through the city, and all of a sudden it's right there because it was there before the city got that far.
So big. This cemetery is massive. It's giant. But there's so many chilling ghost stories and haunted legends about this particular cemetery. So it's one of the largest cemeteries in Ohio. And they claim it's most haunted cemetery in Ohio.
I believe that.
So ghosts of centuries past are believed to walk the grounds at night, in spite of the cemetery's peaceful presence during the day. The Lakeview Cemetery in Cleveland belongs on every ghost hunter's bucket list, and it might just be the most haunted place cemetery in Ohio. So right now we're social distancing, but if you can get out there, you know, it's one of those places you're probably going to spend a couple of hours because it's so big. There's more than 100,000 graves, and it occupies 285 acres. It's on 12316 Euclid Avenue. It was established in 1869, and the massive cemetery is peaceful for many, but however, there's many eerie mausoleums, creepy statues that you wouldn't find at most other graveyards. Some of the notable people who are buried there are John D. Rockefeller, President James Garfield, and Elliot Ness, who was known for modernizing Cleveland's police force, but he was unable to catch the infamous torso killer.
Oh.
But wasn't Elliot Ness the one that went after the gangster?
Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Yeah.
And
it's weird because his tombstone is not that big. It's kind of tucked away on a hill right by the little pond that they have in there.
Interesting. The creepiest statue in most cemeteries is in this.
It's probably the most famous. And it's not the only one that I think is like unbelievable when you look at it.
Yeah. So it's called the Weeping Green Angel, and it's known as the Hasrat Angel. It's representation, the angel of death victorious is what it's called. And if you see it, it's
big,
it's giant. it's faceless, right?
It has a face because it actually cries black tears.
We're gonna have to take a picture of it and put it up. Because
you, I know, listener, that you've seen it, but it's a giant green statue with its wings out. It's got the scepter or the torch upside down, like it's put out. And the face is just weeping black tears.
Oh, my gosh. It's got I'm sure unbelievable. People have done rituals.
And there's other statues in that cemetery also that also are tearing, like tears come out of the eyes. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, we talk about, you mentioned Garfield.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned Garfield's tomb. That's huge. I'm talking four stories tall. You walk inside it. You can actually go inside of it, and you go down the steps, and his wife and his coffins are sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. My best photograph I've ever taken is taken up the steps in there. And I sent it to them, but I believe that it was hanging in their office for a long time.
Yeah.
Because of the lighting and just the way it is. It's just the coolest thing. And there's picnic tables all over because people actually go there and do picnics and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's really cool. That particular President Garfield's tomb, it's round, right? Inside. And it kind of like echoes when you talk. Mm-hmm. It's like echo, echo, echo.
Imagine a castle. The turret?
Yeah.
Imagine that. That's what it looks like, and it's huge. And the Rockefellers, they have an obelisk, and it's the second tallest in the country besides the Washington Monument.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, you could spend hours there.
You know, and if anybody wants to meet me there someday, let's set it up.
Yeah, definitely. Can you imagine, like, being in there at night, though? It's so creepy.
That's one thing I've never done besides when I was in high school going into the Toledo Memorial one is I've never been in a cemetery at night.
Yeah. I always think about that video of the guy in Florida. He was in one of the cemeteries and there was a light on in a mausoleum that, and that thing poked out and looked at. Oh, every time I see a mausoleum, I think of that and I just get freaked out.
Mausoleums don't have power.
I know, that's the thing.
He actually caught it on video. They were in the cemetery.
So creepy.
Messing around.
I'm going to have nightmares.
And they were teenagers. He had to go to the bathroom, so he whizzed on one of the tombstones.
No, you can't.
And they actually saw what they called a demon, and the mausoleum lit up, and the door opened, and they ran like, I would.
My chunky butt would be running, running, and I don't run, running. Yeah, no thanks.
But think about it. Why would cemeteries be haunted? It, I mean, there's the obvious because it's where all the death is.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that it's where everybody goes to visit the deceased.
Yeah, it's like a meeting place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always love the legends of like the lost ghost bride who wanders the cemetery looking for her lost love. You know, it's like, are they residual? Are they intelligent? Are they just repeating that? I think you get a lot of that in lighthouses too.
Oh yeah.
There's not enough cemeteries. Like I need to go see some more, right? I don't think it's macabre. I think it's cool.
I remember going on one of the roadside attraction websites and there was a cemetery down by Tracy's house in outside Columbus. And it said it had the largest hand tombstone. What? And I'm like, I've got to go see it. I get there and the thing's like a foot and a half wide. I'm like, I drove this far to look at this little tiny hand.
They gotcha.
Yeah.
Hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, it's just like perfect thing to do right now because there's no, you know, not a whole bunch of people in there in cemeteries. You could probably go and take your mask off. Unmask yourself, phantom.
Now, I did see an ad. It was that's what it was. I did see a post on Facebook that showed a cemetery and it said, masks are required.
Okay.
And if you're up to looking at videos, you can go on my YouTube page, and I have a little video about cleaning off the grave sites.
Yes.
And it's a couple years old, but it's still relevant. I mean, it's still the same thing. And if, you know, your relatives or your the people next to your relatives, clean their sites off. Get the grass off of them. I don't recommend scrubbing them with a like cleaner because you have to know the pH balance and all that stuff. But get out there and get the, at least the grass away from them, because the people that work there, they mow the grass, but they don't really take care of it that way.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people, especially elderly people, go to visit their families and they can't get down there to do that. So it's just a nice thing to do. And
it is.
If you have relatives, if you live out of town and you have relatives in the Toledo area and you want Joe to clean off their graves, he'll do it for a small fee. We got to make money somehow, Joe.
There you go.
We're entrepreneurial.
I used to do it and not tell anybody, but then someone found out and I'm like, yeah, I've been doing this for years. And I'm like, I never thought of it as just, I just thought of it as normal. You know, you go out and you clean off your family's grave sites.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Well, anyways, guys, I hope you appreciate us talking about cemeteries. If you guys have a haunted cemetery that you've been to or recommend, leave it on our Facebook site. We'd love to see any photographs or EVPs. If you have a file, leave it on our Facebook page. We'll be posting the show, you know, as we do every Sunday at 2:22 in the afternoon, a new show comes out. Make sure you like and subscribe to our page.
And if you can, please, 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 one, get up there on our website and buy a t-shirt. But two, we're up for the podcast awards. And right now you are nominating us to be in the podcast awards, which I don't understand because I'm already in them. But they want a lot of nominees.
Yes,
so
please.
If you could, go on to the podcastawards.com. Right in the center, it says vote for a nominee or something like that. And just follow what they say. Put our name in, 222 Paranormal Podcast, under the culture tab. And it helps us out. And then in July is going to be the regular voting, and I'm going to bug you the heck out of you.
Yes, for sure.
So anyways, thanks for listening this week, folks. Like I said, please, please share the show. Get up, buy a t-shirt. Go vote for us on the podcastawards.com and all kinds of other fun stuff like that.
And report back to us.
Yes. And let's leave with some Second Season by Dead in 5.
Rock and roll, baby.
Bye-bye.
See ya.